إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we continue with the series on Islam is the name of a relationship, and we are on the issue of the relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The relationship with the Nabi is a relationship of ittiba, a relationship of following, a relationship of emulation. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a relationship of itaat, a relationship of ubudiyat, of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a relationship of also itaat, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. But in the itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the itaat of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow his way, to be on his way, to be on his path. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu at the beginning of his kalam, he began his book with Surah Al-Fatiha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make dua. The only thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make dua was for Siratul Mustaqim, Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. And this Siratul Mustaqim, whose path is that? Siratul Ladina An'amta Alayhim, the path of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu rewarded. And among those who rewarded, who is the number one of those who were rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, anam Allahu alayhi min an-nabiyyin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rewarded the anbiya. And among the anbiya, the ashraful anbiya, the sayyidul anbiya, the imamul anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one who was rewarded the most. The siratul mustaqim is his path. How do we know that? Again, from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, innaka lamin al mursaleen ala sirati mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addressed his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he declared that yes, definitely you are among the mursaleen, among the messengers of Allah, and you are on siratul mustaqim. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask for this path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us whose path it is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the Siratul Mustaqim, for which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every rakat of every salah. So what are we asking for? What is this dua? This dua is to remain on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one. Number two, it is for this reason. It is because the sunnah is so important. It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this deen as a complete way of life. It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For you, the best example is the life of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is for this reason when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحِبِّكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say to them who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my ittiba, follow my way, do what I do, and Allah will love you. It is because of all these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be documented in such intricate and intimate detail. This itself is a mu'jiza. This is one of the, according to me, one of the miracles that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the mu'jizat of the Nabi is the fact that his life is so beautifully and so intimately and intricately detailed and recorded. Yeah. So, and this is not a claim made because of my love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is an actual historical fact. There is no person in the world. There have been many people who have passed by in the annals of history, who were loved and followed, and who are spoken of with great respect, and so on and so forth. But not a single one of them, their life has been documented like the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including the lives of the Anbiya. We do not know about the life of Isa alayhi salam, of Ibrahim alayhi salam, of Musa alayhi salam, and so on, in as much detail as we know about the life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to the extent that we do not even know in detail about the lives of our own family and our own parents, for example. Now, you might love your mother or your father very much, and alhamdulillah, this is a good thing. But if I ask you for some of the details which are documented for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if I ask you the same details about your parents, you will not be able to tell me. Because we have not documented. Nobody has documented. So this documentation itself is proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to follow the life of His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, why the documentation? For what? I mean, from the way he cut his nails, can you imagine? I mean, as I always keep saying, there is no sunnah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which can be called unimportant or small. So I am not saying it in that context. I am saying that even something like that, you might say, well, what does the cutting of nails have to do with running a state? What does the cutting of nails have to do with your family? What does the cutting of nails have to do with anything? But the issue is that this is the detail in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life has been documented. From the how he used to cut his nails, how he cut his hair, what kind of hairstyle, how was his beard, how many white hair in his beard, what kind of food did he like, which kinds of vegetables, which kinds of meat, in the meat what cut. From the sheep, for example, which part of the sheep did he like the most? What did the soles of his feet look like? There is a description of that. What did the soles of his feet look like? Can you imagine? That means somebody was... How do you see the sole of somebody's foot? My only thing is in sujood, when he is in sajda, then the narrator has seen the sole of his feet. So that has been recorded, the sole of the feet of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, complete detail. How was he as a statesman? How was he as a family person? How was he with his wives? How was he with his children? How was he as a businessman? What was his reputation? What kind of things did he do? Every aspect of his life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has been documented. And the reason for the documentation is not just some idle action of, you know, people who had nothing better to do. This was serious documentary effort which was done, Bismillahi ta'ala, in order to preserve every detail of the life of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we could practice that life. Now, why should you practice that life? As I mentioned, first and foremost, I don't think explanation is needed, but to complete the topic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that is the best life and that is the best example, so that's why we should lead our life according to how he led his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to love the one who led his life according to the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, what bigger proof do we want? I mean, do we want the love of Allah? If we want the love of Allah, we are told how to get it. It's as simple as that. It's not some great mystery. We don't have to go and discover. We have been told, how can you become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you? By making the and doing the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Third thing is, and third not in order of priority, but third as in the counting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a purpose. And that purpose is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said, we have not created the insan, the human being and the jinn for anything other than our ibadah. Therefore, if we go by this ayat, and we should go by this ayat, then our success or failure in life will depend on whether we have fulfilled the purpose of our creation. Right. Now, when you fulfill the power of the purpose of our creation, how can we do that? By making sure that our entire life is a life of worship. Every action in our life must be only an act of worship, otherwise our life would have failed. If we do anything other than worship, then our life has failed, because that is not the purpose for which we were created. Now, obviously, if you think about this, how is it possible to lead your entire life, every single action, from your eating to going to the bathroom to, you know, fighting a war to declaring or negotiating for peace to doing a business to running your family to bringing up your children, your relationship with your wife and your traveling, how you sit in a vehicle, how you mount and ride an animal, how do you sit in a vehicle, how do you walk, how do you talk, how do you deal with people, neighbors, Muslim, non-Muslim, I mean, you name it, every single thing has to be an act of worship. How is it possible? But the ayat of Allah is very clear. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ We have not created the jinn and the insan for anything other than our worship. Now you know and I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not simply give instructions which cannot be followed. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a hukum, if Allah has mentioned a purpose, then this purpose can be followed and should be followed. It's entirely possible to follow it. So how is it possible to convert every action of our life into an act of worship? And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make the ittiba of my Nabi. Ittiba and itaat, two different things. Itaat is to obey a command is required. But ittiba is emulation, it is imitation out of love for the person you are emulating. No command is required. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make ittiba, because if we do any action, any normal action of our life, which we do for our own benefit, if we do it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we do it the way he did it, with that understanding, then that action becomes an action of ibadah, an action of worship. We eat food to sustain our lives. We eat food for our own pleasure. But if we eat food the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate it, if we eat what he ate, which is halal obviously, and if we eat it the way he used to eat it, then this eating becomes an act of worship. If we drink water or we drink some other juice and so on for our pleasure, for our benefit, but if we drink it the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank it, if we hold the glass the way he held the glass, if we look into the glass the way he did it, if we drink it in three sips like he did, if we drink it sitting down, for I'm talking about water, like he did, then this becomes an act of ibadah. We have a bath to clean ourselves, but if we bathe the way that Rasulullah used to bathe, it becomes an act of ibadah, an act of worship. We put on our clothes to cover our bodies and for our own pleasure, but if you put on your shirt the way Rasulullah used to put on his shirt, then that becomes an act of ibadah. Can you imagine? This is worship. So it is actually possible to convert every single action of our lives into an act of worship by following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is not possible to convert our life and every action of our life into an act of worship by following the way of anyone other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very easy. And that is the reason why I say that Islam is the name of a relationship. It is a relationship with Allah and a relationship with His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is the reason why the questions in the qabr, the first questions that we will be asked when we stand at the door of the akhirah, is the relationship with Allah and the relationship with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will be asked, who is your Rabb? We will be asked, what is your deen? Meaning what? Meaning the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This deen of Islam is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then we will be asked specifically about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do you say about this man who was sent among you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? These are the three questions. The three questions which we will answer when we are standing at the door of the akhirah, which is mouth, which is our qabr. You know, there is a series of lectures of mine, there is also a book on the questions and what we will answer, which refers to these questions and the questions on the day of Hashr. So those who are interested can read it and listen to those khutab. But the point I'm saying here is that very, very important for us to understand the importance of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to implement it in our lives and to make that the dominant thing in our families and our circles. And therefore, I want to end the series by saying this, that Islam is the name of a relationship with Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a relationship that is there by default for every living human being and every living jinn. But those who accept that relationship are those who will be blessed by it, and these are the Muslims. Those who do not accept that relationship, the relationship does not does not get cut off. The relationship is still there, but they do not benefit from that. We ask Allah to keep us among those who accept this relationship with great joy and happiness and who benefit from this relationship. And we ask Allah to save us from being among those who practice this selectively. Selective obedience is disobedience. Selective obedience is disobedience. If you choose to follow something, it means that you are choosing not to follow something else. This is not Islam. Islam is to enter completely and fully into this deen, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffatan wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Allah said, O you believe, enter into Islam completely and totally, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Do not enter the deen selectively. Don't say, I like this, I don't like that. Whatever is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we like and we love and we accept and we will follow to the best of our ability. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our shortcomings. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.